Sector data, warp speed, please.
Hour 13.
And we're back. Hello, it's me. How is everyone?
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Sleep well?
I had a few hours sleep, so that was, I feel a little... Actually, I feel a little more tired than when I went to bed, but never mind. I'm sure I'll wake up.
I had weird dreams about energy drinks.
You had weird dreams about what?
Energy drinks. I think it's because we were talking about it before I went off at midnight.
Oh, okay. Who else is here? We got Fez and JD.
Wait, your microphone's on mute.
You've muted yourself.
Either that or he's not there.
No, Wayne's going to drop off. We do have a few audio issues, though. Can everyone hear me okay?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh, it's you guys, then. That's a little weird. Could everyone in the chat room let us know if they can hear everyone okay?
Just blame the wilderness, guys. It's our fault.
Oh, no. Oh, that's better.
That's a great song.
Huh? Okay, so here we are, guys. We're in episode 13 now. So we've just gone for over 12 hours. That's amazing. So we're halfway through the podathon. And I'm just going to have a quick check of the target. Where are we?
We're doing too bad.
We've got £724, which means we're 48% of our target. So halfway there. We're a tiny bit halfway under in terms of money. But we do have some really cool prizes, of course, to give away later, including those... silver destination Star Trek London tickets. So
we need to round it up, though. 24 is not right. It needs to be a round number. So if somebody could donate just to get it up to 730, 740, or even about 800, that'd be great, because then it's just fine.
How much do we need?
1500 would be nice.
Yeah, good luck.
We're at 724 now, and we're halfway through, so it's doable. We are just under, you know,
me.
Yeah, the target is £1,500, but obviously the more we get, the better. So,
yeah.
Okay, guys, so we are going to do a real-time review of my favourite movie of all time, or my favourite Star Trek movie of all time, and that's First Contact.
I've got it ready.
Fez, work your TV. I've got the remote.
I've got the Xbox.
Very lovers to you.
Is that what we're doing?
Okay, is everyone ready? I should do my
we're ready.
3 second
count. Are we doing it from the very, very, very beginning of the film, where the Paramount bit comes up and everything?
Yes.
Yes.
Lovely. I'm ready for the countdown.
Okay.
Ed, you going to do the count?
Okay, well, am I doing my normal count?
Yeah, do the wilderness count.
Okay, so I'll explain the wilderness countdown for people that don't know it. Should we give people a moment to go and get the DVD?
I think most people in the chat room have said they've already got theirs. They've known this is coming up.
Oh,
so,
all right, cool.
Everyone's all ready?
Excellent. So, if you're watching through Netflix, Netflix usually pops up the Paramount logo first before the movie starts. So what I normally do is I say play, then count down to five, and then say play again. So if you're watching the DVD.
Okay.
So
those of you watching it on DVD, go on the second time he says play.
Yes. Are we going to move this all so we can? So I'm not on the front of the microphone?
Yes.
Sounds like
do the count and then we'll move around.
Okay. Play, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Go, Enterprise, shoot that Borg. Now watch us lose internet connection
while
we move around.
We'll be back in about 30 seconds, guys.
Okay.
So you're looking at the Paramount Rockies, Mark?
I am, yes. It's just said Paramount of
Viacom.
Paramount
Pictures.
Yeah, Paramount. We're probably a tiny little bit out, but it's almost
impossible. We're going to be on the same bits, more or less, around the same time.
Yeah, no, it's almost
not
impossible.
Not that we haven't seen it before.
Yeah, so what time did you get up then, Paul? Were you back on at 6?
I was back on at 6, but the thing is, I went to bed and I ended up sort of listening to it for a little bit longer. Cause
I
didn't get to sleep until about 1:30, 2:00. And then I woke up at about 4, and I sort of just quickly listened in to make sure everything was going all right. And then sort of ended up listening to a little bit. And then I dozed off for about another 10 minutes, and then I'm up again. So I'm in a little bit of a, whenever I get up early for something like this, if I'm going on a day or, you know, I know I'm doing something, I usually have like 2-3 hours of complete sort of, energy tripping stuff. And then I'll usually calm down around about 11, 12 o'clock. I love the intro music to this.
Oh, I know. It's fantastic. Thomas just said that in the chat room. It's the ringtone on my phone. Part of it is the ringtone. So every time my phone rings, this music kicks off.
Yeah, I know. I had everything set up on my phone like that. All of my email tones and stuff at work and things, all the Star Trek sounds. But my phone went wrong and I got it replaced recently. I haven't had a chance to get it back.
Yeah.
But this is definitely, without a doubt, I think one of my favourite film scores out of Star Trek.
Yeah, I've got the soundtrack and there's some great stuff on there.
And it's it gives me chills.
Yeah, there's some fantastic stuff later on. So I mean, this intro music is amazing, and then later on where we have the Vulcan ship come down.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're back.
Yes. You got your freezer, don't you?
I know. We were just moving the laptop around, so we were sitting in our normal recording position because we've been on the floor all day. But we're on the lounge.
Okay, cool.
I'm just moving into my seating position now so I can enjoy the film as much as possible.
Such a good film.
Okay, see how seat we are? Rick Berman just appeared.
You're tiny bit ahead of me, but that won't matter.
Jonathan Frakes just came up.
Ah, so you're a little bit ahead again of us, Paul. All right, you're about 10 seconds ahead. Oh, maybe not that. You're about 5 seconds ahead of us.
Directed by Jonathan Frakes has just disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a card in the Borg ship at the moment.
Yeah, we're within about 5-10 seconds.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fine.
Yeah. I love the opening to this movie. It's great.
I just love the fact that it shows you how big the Borg ship actually is.
Yeah, just keep going back and back. And it's, so good.
The wind breaks the torso drivers.
Yeah.
It's just interesting the way... It's just interesting the way it pulls all the way out, and it's actually inside there's this huge ring within the Borg ship.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of inverted mushroom. This bit made me wince. Oh, sorry, not quite that. You know, when the needle comes towards his eye, and you actually see it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And you do, I never actually noticed it before, but when you watch this in high def and you can see the needle... is just, it touches his eye, and you can actually see his eyeball move as the needle touches it.
Yeah, that's
the bit that
just got
me. Indents in just a tiny little bit.
There you go, that tiny bit.
Oh, yeah. It does too! Oh!
You just see it, just that tiny little bit. It's amazing.
But then he wakes up and he's in his room, and you think it's all right.
And if I'm not mistaken, that little tapestry thing that he's got on the back of his chair...
Is.
It's the one he got in Who Watches the Watchers on Mintaka 3.
I was about to point that out. You beat me to it.
Which is a nice little touch.
Now, that's the uniform you've got for Star Trek London, right?
It is, yes.
Yes, yes.
It's great. If it fits really, really well. It's the cuffs are really wide for some reason, so I'm going to see if I can get this sorted out. Other than that, though, it fits like a glove. It really... does fit
that
perfectly,
was
which is excellent.
Cosplay Sky, the place I put you onto, right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty ship. I got mine from Cosplay as well, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where I got my dress uniform from. Yeah, this is what I was talking about before when we were talking about ships, just the lines and the shape of it doing that turn. Wonderful ship.
Yeah, it was amazing when you first saw that, just pulls out of that nebula there. And
it's first shot, and you go, wow.
Yeah, I love the Enterprise E. It's amazing ship.
Sorry, I've seen this movie far too often. If I start quoting along, Fez will probably just back at me.
Yeah, I have too. I've seen this.
Yana's looking very alluring.
See, it surprises me with your views on Riker why you don't point out Riker and his attitude towards Geordi.
To him, he's an underling.
He's a slave.
He's a slave.
Fair enough. Carry on.
Yeah, I hope my uniform looks like Geordie's one.
Yeah, because you're going engineering, aren't you?
Yeah.
What rank are you?
Hang on. I've got my pips. Lieutenant Commander, I think.
Oh, good man.
Yeah, I've got my pips.
What did you guys think about the departure from his visor to the bio eyes?
Well, you didn't really see it. It just happened, didn't it?
I like him. I think they really suit him like that. I do prefer him with the eyes. You can see a lot more of his character through his eyes, I think. And I think LeVar Burton was getting sick of the visor as well, and I don't blame him. But I prefer that new look. I think it really suits
him. It's one of the things about LeVar Burton, though. If you watch me Roots and all that sort of thing, he is such an expressive actor with his eyes.
Yeah.
And they took it away to try a TV series.
7 years of that visor.
Yeah. We didn't mention it at the time, but I do like Gates McFadden's blonde look as well. She had that little blonde thing going on there.
But that's about all she does in this movie. She has different hair.
Yeah, pretty much. She has different hair and looks rather tasty. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I'd agree. She doesn't do an awful lot.
This bit was a little bit silly, because you'd think you've got the flagship of the Federation and they're not sending it down to intercept the Borg ship. They're leaving it on the, you know, patrolling the Romulan border.
Say,
I mean, you've got a problem with the captain, take him off of active duty, then send in the best ship you've got to deal with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Riker's fought the Borg before, put him in command of the ship, problem solved.
Job done. But I don't think Picard's the type to just roll over that easy.
No.
Oh, this is the best bit. Oh, I wish I could have this on full surround sound at this moment in time.
Which bit's that? When he storms onto the bridge?
When he storms under the bridge and he does the whole speech. I'm about to commit a violation of our orders.
Yeah, yeah.
Any fantastic bit. Here's one for you, Fez. You know how you were talking about gay characters the other night?
Yeah.
This helmsman in the books is gay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's
Yeah, the partner. Hawk, yeah, they were going to write him into the movie like this, but they decided not to bother. They cut it out.
But yeah, his partner, like his boyfriend, ends up serving on the Titan.
Okay.
And is all in mourning and stuff because his boyfriend's dead. And Alyssa Agar was on that ship as well, and her husband's dead, so they become buddies. She becomes a fat guy. Why don't they have a dedicated security chief on this ship?
Well, they're just waiting for Worf to show up, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the only bit of writing I can find in this film. Like, well, you don't really have a security chief. He wouldn't be. He's not a senior officer because he wasn't in the senior officer's briefing.
True. Well, maybe he was in. Maybe he was holding the bridge.
Oh, maybe. Here you go. There's your speech.
I think I'm about 5 seconds ahead of everyone.
About that.
Go to hell. Oh no! To hell with
our. To hell with our orders.
Yeah.
I serve under the captaincy of Jean-Luc Picard.
I serve at the pleasure of Captain Picard. Sorry, guys. West Wing joke. All hands to battle stations. That's about how far we...
just such an immense... And here, this is a great battle scene. And for all of those of you who are watching this in Blu-ray at the moment, I've only got it on the basic DVD.
It's great. Here you go,
you're a Kira classer in this nipple.
There goes the Defiant.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, it just got blown up.
How can you not love that ship?
There's an Akira. This is such a good Worf moment.
It's fantastic, you know, isn't it? Perhaps today is a good day to die. Prepare for ramming speed. Oh, I love it. It's brilliant. Absolutely great Worf moment.
Yeah. And the other guy goes, oh, why did I get a Klingon captain?
Oh, yeah.
Why not escape pods?
This is so cool.
It's the Enterprise.
And then
that is my favourite Star Trek lines ever.
You just see the Enterprise coming in, how huge it is compared to the Defiant.
But then they fire the torpedoes in its exhaust port and over.
And I love the fact that there's not a screen there, it's just wall. And then the wall...
It's a holographic screen, I guess.
Yeah, really nice.
Which I think is how I think just our TVs are going to be within the next 10 years.
It'll be similar, it'll be like a sheet of glass you could have hanging on the wall and it'll just project onto it, or it could be a picture or a mirror or something and then the screen will just appear on it, yeah.
It was like when the Next Generation first started, and like the data pack that they used to carry around, that was high-tech, futuristic, 300 years from now technology. how we all carry iPhones and iPads and things.
Yeah. And of course, remember everyone that the highest donor, this is a nice little segue, the highest donor will receive a brand new iPad.
Indeed.
Maybe I should turn around.
Maybe you should turn ours down a little bit. Because those torpedoes are loud. What's your catchphrase, Mark? Give us money!
Everybody I love that bit. There. I love that bit. When I first saw this in the cinema and that little sphere popped out, I was like, wow! Because we'd only ever seen four cubes to this point, and then the little sphere pops out, and it's like, oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And then the flies
past. When the ball cube exploded, you saw all the other little ships blow up as well in the wake of it. I was like, no!
It's always upsetting when you see starships destroyed, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, it always upsets me.
There she is. And the big man.
Turn up just a little bit.
Just a little bit. We're having volume issues.
I like that. Little.
Little, yes.
I love that Paul's like 10 seconds ahead of us.
Paul, press pause.
Yeah, press pause for a second. I did skip forward a tiny bit, so I was up with the guys.
Right, tell me when you see the sphere. Going towards Earth.
Like,
there we go.
There, there's the spheres just coming in there. It's over Earth now.
Temporal vortex, he just said.
Temporal vortex.
Yeah, you're about
you're close enough.
Second or
you're about a second ahead.
Yeah.
That'll.
Yeah, the vortex has just
gone through the temporal thing.
Oh yeah, okay, that's pretty much where I am. Excellent.
I'm synced.
Now I remember when I actually saw this at the cinema for the first time. So this came out in '96, didn't it? And
yes.
I'd just met my she was then girlfriend, now my wife. So I'd met my wife in August of '96, and you know, we've been together a few months, and I liked Star Trek, and she watched a little bit of it, wasn't really into it, and I think it was around about December of, it must have been November, December of '96, and we went to see this at the cinema with, I think, two or three friends of mine who were also into Trek, not quite as much as me, but did like Trek, and we all went to see this together, and when she came out, even she said, that was brilliant. And I think after that, that's when she sort of turned the corner a little and did become a little bit of a Trekkie.
Good girl.
I mean, if you're going to start someone, this is probably the best place to do it.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, if you're starting someone with a movie, you either start with this or the Wrath of Khan.
Four?
No, there's too much setup needed for four.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think this is just a fantastic action movie. You don't really need to know too much about Star Trek to appreciate this.
Now, here's a question for you, and this will probably just be put down as plot and everything else, but the Borg go back in time to change Earth's history, yes?
Yes.
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 Why didn't they just go back to, like, 1996?
Or even earlier. Yeah. Well, originally this was going to be called something like Star Trek Renaissance, and they were going to go back literally to the sort of Renaissance Europe period, so sometime around the 14th, 15th century, and it was going to be set around a medieval castle of some kind, but it wasn't quite working out, and so that they decided to move it to this point in history. But yeah, I'd agree. If you were going to simulate humanity, why not just go back to the Stone Age and just be done with it?
No, she's just gone to an Eka. What's an Eka?
The Econ? It's the Econ Coalition. It's a terrorist organisation.
Ah, right.
I only know that. And can we just point out that Zefran Cochrane's Australian?
You can point it out if you want.
Is he?
from Australia.
Yeah.
Is he Australian? I didn't know.
Apparently,
that.
He is.
According to Fez.
One second. No, he's in Bay.
You're not doing a Chekhov thing, are you? And everything's Russian.
Yes. All Australian. Other than New Zealanders, and their classes.
Talk amongst yourselves, as Wayne would say.
I'm going to go check the
why. You idiot, he's from LA.
Okay then.
He's not Australian, he was born
he's
in
American
LA.
He's American-Australian.
No, he's from Manhattan, actually. He's from New York.
Even Babe's an Australian movie.
So that makes him Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah, go and check on your pizza.
On my pizza.
And check on mine while you're out there.
I'm not going to...
Yes, Riker.
I don't hate you because you're a different race.
Just like shuffle as well.
Yes, you should.
Sing a song.
A song of the South.
Zippity Doodah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, the pepperoni's a little burnt.
Pepperoni's a little burnt.
A little brown.
That's fine.
I love the fact that whenever they go back in time in whatever Star Trek episode, they'll give them the date and then they'll just be able to guess the exact day and what happened. Mm. Oh my God, we're here! It must be this. You know, if somebody sent me back in time, I'd be like, "Where the hell am I? What happened? No, I don't know what that's about."
I guess it is. It's just such a pivotal moment, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's probably the pivotal moment at this point in the entire history of humanity. So everyone would know about this day and how important it was.
I do love as he's walking out. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I love as he walks out the bridge, he just shouts at the computer, mid-21st century clothing, and it just appears.
Is he shouting at a replicator or a transporter, or what's he actually yelling at?
I don't know. But you can imagine it, can't you? He's had a really hard day at work and he just wants to chill out with a lady. It's like, computer, something slutty.
And you would too, dirty old bugger.
Yeah.
You ever notice how much Beverly Crusher's jacket in this scene looks like the one that Kirstie Alley wore when they went to...
Yes.
On the
It's very reminiscent of that, isn't it? I thought it's that like as well.
And here they go, they're about to have their moment with the Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. See, nobody at this moment in time is worrying, how the hell are we going to get back? We've just blown up this ship.
Yep.
Oh, this is where they play Steppenwolf.
This is, that's not till the end, but it is in this.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I love that bit, it's fantastic.
The only bad bit about this film that I could... I always say, and I always see, is when Data jumps down from this ledge, so that it's the worst bit of superimposing or CGI in the world.
Let's have a look. I don't know. The bit
Let's say they've done it up a little bit more in the Blu-ray. See, look at that.
That's terrible.
You've got all the graphics and everything from the battle, and it's perfect. And then there's that.
I like this though. Greetings.
I just like the little flick of his servos.
Pepperoni could be meat slices.
I think you guys have drifted ahead of me a little here because Data's just jumped. She's just pumping bullets into him now.
Oh no, she's just fallen asleep. Beverly's currently scanning him over the medical tricorder.
Oh, okay. I shall skip ahead a touch. There, Beverly's just beamed up. Yeah, I think it depends. Yeah, it's difficult to get everyone to coordinate the exact timing.
Well, we could always just get it to like a main bit just before Beverly beams up, so I pause it, and then when everybody says they're there, press play.
Yeah, well, Geordie's in engineering now. Sleeves rolled up, as he does. I do love that uniform, though. My wife said she preferred the Voyager-style uniform. She wanted me to get that one, but it was like, no, I have to have that uniform. I do like the Voyager ones. I do like the Voyager.
What?
That's a nice walk.
Did I just miss a Bolian?
Yeah, Fez, you missed a Bolian. Fuck.
You notice how it's the ginger-haired one that gets killed first on the Enterprise?
That's because gingers have no soul.
Have no what?
Have no soul.
Why would you say something like that?
It's a line from South Park.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
It's amazing. I'm just looking in the chat room and a lot of the people are still here who were there when I went to bed.
Yeah.
Good old Tom Badley, he's kept it up. I'll give him that. Oh, we still got Rick. Hi, Rick.
Oh, here we go. Picard's touching.
Oh, yeah.
Touch me.
He said he'd seen it in the Smithsonian, I think he said, but obviously he wasn't allowed to touch it.
See, I'd be really tempted, if that was the case, just to carve something in the side of it, so when I go back and then I go to the Smithsonian again, I can see if it's carved on there still.
Yeah, what, Picard was here?
Yeah.
Thanks, John. The Smithsonian is the real one.
Wouldn't then the temporal police come and check it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were piss poor at their jobs. I'm sorry.
They were. They were. Would you three like to be alone?
Oh, relativity did turn up to the end of Voyager.
I love this line. You three like to be alone. She's a fantastic drunk.
Cochran.
Deanna.
James Cromwell.
Who? Who's James Cromwell?
Zefram Cochran.
James Cromwell is the guy that plays
Zefram
Cochran.
Ah, right. See, here's my little ginger friend.
Here's your little ginger head friend. She's about to. Well, to be fair, he dies first.
Yeah,
Yeah, but you don't see his. You sort of get. See, I want to shout that phrase at the center. Don't go in there, girlfriend!
I love this whole thing in the Jeffrey Schubert just reminds me of Alien.
Yes.
But what is it that's skittering around? Because the Borg don't skitter like that.
I know. I thought that they sort of clunk around, don't they? That was moving around very, very quickly. So yeah, a little odd.
Oh, typical. The gingerhead one died second, and the first one was called Paul.
Jonathan Frakes hates you.
Does he?
Well, they killed the ginger, and then the first one, Paul.
Oh, did he direct? Oh, he directed this, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. He did.
And of course, Picard can hear him in his head.
Picard suddenly now got the sense of the Borg. Didn't hear Hugh. Didn't hear the Borg in descent. But these ones he's in tune with.
Yeah.
This bit's cool where they're walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
Picard has some great bits in this film.
Look, West Wing-ish.
Mm.
Walking down the hall.
Okay.
I do like this bit in Sick Bay.
That's Sick Bay.
There's Robert Picardo's little cameo. Please take
it. It changed all colour to brown and suddenly it's the Enterprise and not the Voyager.
Yeah.
What's that nurse's name?
Alyssa Ogawa.
That's true, yeah.
Well, she's in the Titan books as well.
Is she given anything to do? Because she was never given much to do in this, was she?
She had a baby, wasn't
she? On TNG. She lost the baby there, didn't she?
That's careless.
Yeah. And that was Barclay's fault?
Yes.
Barclay? Whose fault?
It was the one... it was Genesis, the one where they all de-evolved into things that humans never evolved from in the first
place. Yeah, Barclay's protomorphosis syndrome.
Yeah, that's right.
I love Reg Barclay.
I think he's great. I think he's fantastic.
I really liked him.
I loved it. Yeah, I was just exactly the same thing. It was a real treat to see him in Voyager. And he's in this, of course, as well. Not in it very much, but it's just really nice to see him.
It's a lovely little cameo he's got in this.
And Data's fingers now are...
Lock out the main computer.
Shut up, boys.
He's such a good actor.
Brent Spiner. Yeah, I've got my photo shoot with him. Yeah. I'm really, really looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, I am.
Apparently, he's a bit of a weird guy.
Yeah. He is a little bit eccentric, I think, is probably the word, isn't it?
I think I might be.
Yeah, you are.
Marvellous.
Although we all are. Here, we've all been sitting here all day. Well,
please state the nature of the medical emergency. I love that. I just like it the bit where she says, I swore I'd never use one of these things and switches it on.
Yeah. Yep.
And the classic,
I'm a doctor.
I know, it's a classic line. I absolutely love that.
I love it.
Do a dance, sing a song, just, keep them occupied.
And I liked that they didn't show the ball for ages.
Yeah.
Throughout this film, they kept it either here, there, in the shadows, and you finally see them. They've got the new makeup that just looks great.
Yeah, because obviously they could expend a lot more a lot more money on the makeup. Couldn't they? I think this is the first time, because beforehand you'd never actually seen nanoprobes or anything like that. I think they invented the concept of the nanoprobes for this movie, if I'm right.
Oh, you can see it going through the skin, can't you?
You'd never seen the injection tubules. Before that, it was literally just mechanical bits on their body. Obviously, they inject the nanoprobes, which begin the assimilation process, and then they start putting on, you know, the big chunky bits onto their arms and legs and head and whatever.
On that side, that's Richard Wilkins.
Oh, cool. I love these phaser rifles. They just look awesome.
You could do some serious damage with one of
those
things.
Those are the pips I've got, the one that Data's got on.
Yes, Lieutenant Commander.
They just need polishing a little bit, because one's black and the other two are a bit dully. I'm quite surprised that when Worf smacks his rifle around one of the Borg's head and it snaps in half, it doesn't sort of fizz or anything, or pop or bang or...
Yeah. Yes, they've got circuit breakers in them.
Yeah. You'd want them in one of those things, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Is that a moonshine device?
Yes.
Oh, do I?
Here
we go. See, I'd love to walk into the bar now. And then I'd be like, hello.
It's absolutely paralytic.
Yeah. Roy Orbison, Star Trek, I love it.
I love the way that they can actually... The music level's not too loud, but you realise how loud it is just by him trying to shout. And they've done it. I think they've done, sort of put that in there quite well.
Mm.
This is probably some of my favourite acting from her as well.
Yeah. I was just going to say the drunk acting. I would think that acting convincingly drunk, I think it's one of those things like... being able to cry realistically, but I think doing a realistic drunk, I think is probably really difficult. But I think she pulls it off here. She does a good job.
Because she's not hammered, but she's drunk.
Yeah,
that's a very fine line, and she's done it well.
Yeah, and she does it well.
I've got a mouthful of food.
Fez has got a mouthful of food, but he's really excited that you've done our catchphrase. I love that all that stuff is spreading. It's awesome.
That's great. Chicken wing thing.
I don't know. He just swings tequila. Of course he's going to be having reactions to it.
This is great.
Time. Tell you about time.
Don't have the time.
What was I saying?
Rocker's got that look of, yeah.
What was I saying?
Tequila!
When does she start poking him?
Now.
Yeah, any second, yeah.
My counselling technique!
It's the way, the way her head hits the table, that or falls over or whatever it was.
It's like he's going to start saying something to her and she just flops and he's like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Such a good scene.
Yeah.
But a very convincing, in the eyes as well, a very convincing drunk.
American Curtis probably had a few before she shot the scene.
Possibly.
This is also when he starts dancing. Look at that guy in the background pass out on the table. I've never noticed you before.
He just walks up.
He starts and he bobs up. I've never noticed that before.
Why he spins his head round as she hits the table.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, righto. Because we've all had that moment where we were stone cold sober with the girl and she's passed out on the table. We've all been there, don't pretend we haven't.
You're sitting there thinking, I'm going to get the balloon knot, I'm going to get the balloon knot.
Yeah, get the balloon knot.
Oh, jeez.
It's what everybody else did after she passed out that probably differs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they got manhole covers.
First time ever you see the hatch, yeah. Mm. This is not the Enterprise D. Except that bit, that's a reuse of the Enterprise corridor. I love how Data's carrying the rifle. Almost like a sword.
Why doesn't he... hang on, Worf was in there first, wasn't he?
Worf was the one going first there. Oh, no, Worf's leading a separate team, isn't he?
No, Worf.
Yes.
Another. They meet in the hallway.
They're probably like, oh, for God's sake, this is a new bloody ship.
Expendable 3.
How does Worf know his way around this ship to be leading a team?
Oh, he's probably just quickly brushed up on the blueprints, I guess. But yeah,
he's got a pad on him with a map.
Yeah,
got built-in GPS on the phaser rifle.
Yeah.
And Data goes, I'll just activate my emotions.
He flicks his neck. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the only time they mention the emotion chip.
Mm.
I've got a bit of echo coming from someone.
Yeah, I've got echo as well.
Coming from us?
I think so.
Is it on us or from TV?
No, it's my voice.
But I think it's coming from your channel.
Well, wait on a sec. I'm going to mute it for a sec and then say something.
Okay. Yeah, there's no echo now.
No, there's nothing.
What about now?
There's something on your Skype.
See, look at the Borg there. That looks superb.
I'll tell you what. We'll drop off the call. You add us back in, and we'll see if that fixes it. How does that sound? Yes? No?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll have to add you back in as me, because Wayne's controlling the call. So you drop off, and I'll add you back on.
They are intense-looking drones, though. There's no more of this, the sort of light makeup and everything. They have gone to town.
They have. Oh, I can't add the guys back in. I'm just going to try and get the guys back.
Okay. Maybe we should just knock. Thing is, that's amazing how they can turn everybody else's technology into their own, because obviously they only beamed over as themselves. So they beamed over as themselves, and then they've managed to turn all of this technology into their sort of stuff.
I'm going to text Wayne. I don't think you can add them back in, Paul.
No.
I'll text Wayne.
Okay. Here we go. They've adapted, so now he just beats them with his phaser rifle. I'm surprised Data didn't rip his head off then when he broke his neck. He's got the strength of, what, 10 men or something?
Oh, and the rest,
although,
yeah.
I love it when Worf hits one of the Borg, it actually makes an impact, and that guy just smashed him with his rifle, and he just didn't move, and the guy just got thrown. Captain! Yeah,
I think the Borg did look really scary in this, though, didn't they?
They were great
in TNG, but obviously they had a lot more budget, and they really made the Borg zombie-like and very scary, I think.
Yeah, and there we go. You know, this is the bit where you actually see the guy getting assimilated. Captain!
Can't leave you guys alone for a minute, can I?
Hello, mate. Sorry, we had some audio issues, and I couldn't add the guys back in.
That's fine.
We'll just work it.
Are you behaving yourselves now, boys?
They are.
We're being thorough.
Okay, good. Okay, then. I'm going to keep going and have my breakfast.
All right, mate.
Bye, Wayne.
Now, see that bit there? They've gone into the Jefferies tube. and they've shut the hatch, and then the Borg starts soaring at it. Why doesn't he just open it?
It's like the aliens in Signs. Don't question it.
Technical fail, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that little circular saw going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks like a small pizza cutter.
I was just thinking that. It looked like the one that Fez was using earlier. What do you guys think of her as a character?
She has her moments, I think. She does do very well.
I liked her. I liked her. I mean, they had this sort of... As the movie progresses, they have this very subtle sort of undercurrent of a potential attraction between her and Picard. But they don't go too far with it. It's just suggested, but they don't go as far as an actual relationship. It's a nice relationship.
I think it shows you that level of trust that's been earned.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he definitely has to earn it.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, let's face it, in her first meeting, he elbowed her in the stomach.
Yeah, that is true. That's not going to set a good tone for any relationship.
No. Yeah, smack. Gives a kiss.
Unless you're a Klingon, in which case, you're in.
Yes.
Funny trivia point about this table before I talk about the Queen. Many years ago now, what, 15 years ago or something?
I was thinking the same thing.
You were thinking about that?
Powerhouse Museum?
Yeah, there's this museum in Sydney that does like a lot of pop culture exhibitions, and they actually did a big Star Trek one a few years ago. And this table was there, and every time I watch the movie, I think of that.
Oh no, they're drilling into Data's head. Oh,
no!
The thing is, though, his head usually seems so soft and supple like normal skin, and then when they drilled into it there, it went like wood.
You're well ahead of me.
I thought the same.
Am I? I think I'm more or less the same place as JD and Fez, though, am I?
I think so.
I think so.
Wait, I'm just a Cochran talking to Riker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's just laughing.
Yeah. Geordi. He's now looking through the telescope.
Yeah,
there she is. She's beautiful.
Take a look. All
right.
Do you want us to pause it so you can catch up?
Yeah, I'm trying to just skip forward.
Oh, okay. Just looking at the Enterprise in space at the moment.
Yeah.
And it really looks like the Enterprise from any episode of the original series where they go back in time.
Yeah.
Pizza cutter.
Right?
It looked like a pizza cutter.
I want to get that. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's so expensive.
The Enterprise pizza cutter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we were saying before. No, we weren't. We were saying this when we recorded The Wilderness. But I want to get some plush, like some stuffed Tribbles from Think Geek just for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, she's already named after a Trek character. Why shouldn't she have a Tribble?
Exactly. It's only fair. Only fair.
I think it makes sense. Her favourite toys in the world. We've got these, you know, the mushrooms from Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've got two of those. They're about the size. They used to size about the size of a basketball. I've got the red one and the green one. She wrestles them. She rolls around the floor fighting these things. It's crazy.
Excellent.
Yeah, she's a funny kid.
Oh, this is where he says that.
You're all on some kind of Star Trek.
Yeah.
You're astronauts on some kind of Star Trek. Yeah, man.
What did you think of that? What did you think of that whole mentioning of Star Trek?
Didn't like it.
The first time I saw it, there were quite a few Trekkies in the audience when I saw this in the cinema, and there were a few groans went round.
It's like when in Back to the Future 3, when Marty says Back to the Future on three separate occasions, like, yes, we know what we're watching, shut up.
Yeah. I hated it at first. I've sort of just... I guess I've just got used to it, and I just forgive it now. But it was a little bit of a silly line.
Well, apparently early on, there was supposed to be a third scientist with him. Cochran was supposed to have two offsiders, but then they thought Lily can just be the one person. That's why there's a second seat in the back of the Phoenix.
Ah, I hadn't thought of that actually.
Actually, now I look at it, Riker's jacket has the same sort of stripe and shape as Scotty's jacket did in Star Trek 4. The little yellow bit coming over the shoulder.
They're probably reusing all the props.
Probably.
Well, it's not one. Oh, here's the scary Borg. My rival won't work, but I'm not going to run away. That's an angry Borg. Angry Borg.
There's your ginger friend, Paul.
Oh.
And there's Paul.
So sad. That bit's a little bit.
But they didn't cut. Oh, this is awesome and eerie at the same time.
Yeah.
But they didn't cut Picard's arm off when they put the thing on him as Locutus. They put it over the top.
Yeah.
Oh, times change. Technology advances. This is cool, isn't it, though?
Red lights are awesome.
Where's the Predator?
Yeah. What's got Jordis or Spookada? I don't know who this guy is, but he is awesome.
That's Richard Wilkins.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's kind of a mouthful of food.
As you say, with a mouthful of pizza. Mm.
Looks a little bit like Russell Crowe.
What this drone does in life. Lego in eternity. He is.
The character's name is actually called Richard Wilkins.
Which means nothing to you guys, but to us it's hilarious.
There's a TV presenter in Australia called Richard Wilkins. He's like a music muso.
Yeah, the pop culture guy that does like the Entertainment Report.
And he's like Richard Wilkins.
So that's why that's funny to us. I love that we live on the other side of the planet and no one ever knows what we're talking about.
O'Brien!
Until we start singing Gerald's Army.
Yes.
Oh, I love this bit. He just opens it up. So, yeah, right, there you go.
This is... you'll
Australia!
Woo! You'll appreciate this, Mark. That's very much a dad thing to do, isn't it? She's been whinging and whinging. Right, bugger off then.
Where's New Zealand?
New Zealand, like the face of the earth in the eugenics war.
No, it's not. It's a criminal planet. Oh, it's a criminal island. But New Zealand's, they've taken New Zealand off it.
New Zealand's not there. Wow.
They've moved it.
They moved it.
But New Zealand, you should be seeing the top of New Zealand there.
You should just be able to about see it.
Yeah. Maybe they sunk it in whatever year this was. Oh, no. This is like back in First Contact. Maybe they sunk it.
But then it was a prison colony, because that's where Tom Paris was.
They did say New Zealand, so maybe the North Island has been destroyed.
Maybe the North Island sank.
And the South Island's still around.
I blame Jake.
Jake, I must.
You're drunk, Jake. You sunk the entire island, Jake. You guys really need to watch that movie so you know what we're talking about.
You're a prisoner.
Is that Once Were Warriors?
That's the one.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, good.
Years ago. Movie. It's a great movie. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's a fantastic movie. It's got Tamura Morrison in it, who, of course, played Django Fett. Yeah, yeah. Great movie.
Yep.
I watch it at least once a year.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a long time. After I heard you talking about it the other week, it was either this week or the week before, I can't remember which pod it was on, and I thought, yeah, I must watch that again, because it's a really good film.
Now he's off. Doing his John McClane impression.
Now, was he just breaking the Prime Directive there?
How?
Showing technology and all that's not around yet?
No, not really. Because he wasn't going, here's how it works. He's just going,
I'm a god.
I'm a... No, that would
be where she gets a little bit sadistic, isn't it? She activates his demotion chip. And that's just weird with her spine flapping. Where's her breast?
Gone.
I mean, I suppose they didn't serve a purpose, did they?
Between a darn good Rogering.
But, I mean, they're after perfection, and she's got some big old boob slots in that suit, but she's got no boobs.
Well, they're in the suit, aren't they? For effect.
They're a bit saggy.
Well, so's your queens.
Oh!
Alice Krieger's going to be at Star Trek London, of course.
Oh!
You didn't realise what he said.
I just realised what he said. Oh dear.
The Borg is not amused.
I love old Liz. She's awesome.
In the background, there's an even drunker Borg.
Yeah.
That's just Mum.
No, it's Philip.
Marmal Philip.
Prince Philip is my favourite of all the royals. He's just an inappropriate old drunk. He's awesome.
He's just a complete buffoon, isn't he?
Legend. There's a website that has a list of things he's said.
I wish we all still had slaves.
Yes.
No, for, you know, actual serious moment. Wow.
Wow.
For all the damage she did to the Borg, like, overall, have them being, like, instead of just one collective, she was the figurehead. I think that was crap, how they did away with the collective. But I really enjoyed the Borg Queen as a character.
Yeah, because obviously they needed for the movie, well, they wanted to have an individual with whom they could interact rather than the collective. So I'd agree, though. I think having the Queen there does...
It weakens the effect.
It does weaken the effect a little bit. I think it was a controversial decision to put the Queen in.
Oh, here we are. Are we ready for Data's first blowjob?
Here we go. Is he going to spunk?
I love the way that they make all the hair follicles stand up.
Yeah.
And with all the technology around it as well. I think it's a really, really good effect.
It is. But yeah, just back on her for a sec. Like I say...
Mind you, the Terminators had the same technology.
The Terminator did have the same technology. So Data's just a very advanced Terminator.
Unadvanced.
No, because he doesn't even...
The Terminators are only like 20, 30 years in the future.
That's true. Yeah.
The way they ripple that skin.
She's just so good in the role. I forgive the damage done to the overall effect.
Yeah. Yeah. Alice Krieger's going to be at Star Trek London.
I'm looking forward to how jealous I am of that event. Hey.
I actually like this bit because it's giving the people that have never seen Star Trek before a little history of what Star Trek is.
Yeah.
Her name may be Exposition.
Mm.
Well, Exposition. What's this going through the middle of this deck?
I don't know. It's probably...
I don't think it's a Borg adaption, is it? They're like little...
like tubes that don't seem to be doing anything, that are just there for set decoration.
Yeah, GNDN.
They're like the chompers in the hallway in Galaxy Quest.
I haven't seen that film for years.
That is such... That movie is great, but it's even better if you're a Trekkie and get all the jokes.
Yeah, it is. You just get all those nerdy kids coming up to me and say, so in this episode, when this happened, and he's like, it's just a TV show.
Yeah. People like us. When were you talking about that, Mark?
Sorry?
When were you talking about that? Was that on one of the pods recently?
Let's think, Galaxy Quest. I was talking to Matt Hansen on Twitter about it, saying we should review. I think earlier on this evening, or earlier on in the podathon,
I was listening to a pod where someone was talking about it. Might not have been one of ours.
Oh,
I think it's been mentioned quite a lot lately.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are going to have so much fun at Star Trek London, especially sharing a bed.
I know.
All right.
Yeah. You are wearing pajamas, aren't you, Paul?
You're not happy with boxer shorts.
well, I suppose that's preferable to naked.
I will certainly try and sort something out. I don't want to. See, now he's just antagonising them here.
Wasn't that the point?
Yeah, I know, but you know, you would have thought he would have actually got the program running already or something, not just like, I tell you what, I'm just going to shoot this and then I'll do something.
But I do like that he's gone back to the Dixon program that he's been using on and off throughout the whole run.
But why does he have to type it? Okay, they just say computer. Dixon program.
Like they usually do.
And here's Neelix. Here's Neelix.
You ever want to see him get killed? This is as close as it's going to get.
Yeah.
It's interesting as well because you see here that the holodeck's able to sort of project clothes onto people.
Yes.
Because obviously they haven't had time to get changed, have they? So they've actually projected that tuxedo and that dress onto them.
Yeah.
Thought about that.
But then... Oh, I'm not going to...
With Nob, wobbling along.
Nobody's...
I love those episodes. I really like that sort of music. I thought Vic Fontaine and all of those was brilliant.
Yeah, you're a big fan of Vic, aren't you?
Yeah. I love the last couple of seasons of Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
I just think they are immense. Especially if you've got a big surround system and a big TV.
Mm. Have you heard our review of It's Only a Paper Moon yet, Paul?
No, I haven't, but there's one that I've actually got on my to-listen-to list.
Cool.
Because I think I said to Mark and Wayne yesterday, I had a day off the other week because I was having Windows installed at home, and I listened to the main TrekMate podcast, and then I think it was a Previously in the Alpha Quadrant, and that took up about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, it'll
do.
This is so weird.
We do talk a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
Last week's Wilderness went 2 hours and 15 minutes. That was nuts.
This week's goes for like an hour.
This goes an hour, yeah.
Mine are usually like 20 minutes at the most.
Yeah, at the most.
Oh, well, see, Tommy. There's your Tommy gun.
Why don't we go for a gun?
It is the coolest looking gun.
It is.
Most ineffectual one.
Absolutely.
Terrible.
Oh, his anger come out.
I love the look on his face now. It's brilliant.
I think he's dead.
Y'all. When?
Oh, jelly and everything.
That's not right. And I think this Borg chest plate was at the same exhibition.
Uh-huh.
It was either this one or the other one, the one with the holes in it. There was so much stuff.
Now, this reminds me of a scene in Dog Soldiers.
Yeah.
When the guy gets his stomach ripped open by a werewolf.
Oh, yep.
And the old intestines are hanging out and they're trying to put it back in.
Yeah. That was a bit feral.
Great, I love that movie.
Now, he's just plugged this thing into the top of his tricorder.
Yeah, yeah. It's got USB port, isn't it? Universal serial bus.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But a DS9 holodeck can't log into the Defiant.
Yeah.
The Borg technology can...
Here he is. Here he comes.
Oh, he's Barclay. Bumbling Barclay.
But he's doing... Skitch. Get away.
A big, huge black guy soon is going to appear and go, I'm not getting in no ship.
Fool.
There he is. Look at this.
Geordie's got the Geordie's got his shades on there, covering up his eyes. I do like the way in this movie though, because the way that Zefram Cochrane had always been portrayed as some sort of, you know, visionary and some hero, and you know, and it turns out he's a very flawed.
He's a drunk character.
Trying to make
money.
Yeah, he's a drunk. Was only interested in making the money.
Yeah.
But eventually, obviously, comes through, you know, because of what happens, it does very much change his life.
Yeah,
Reg grinning there.
This is like lens they're scanning.
Yeah. But no, you're right with all the stuff that, like, you're a legend and a hero. Like, no, I'm not. I'm a drunk.
Yeah. Can I shake your hand? Can I shake your hand?
But he has his fingers frayed when he goes to shake his hand. It's put your fingers together or something.
You told him about the statue?
I'm going for a leak. I don't detect a leak.
Leak!
Yeah, and there's the little joke I like that. He says, don't you people from the 24th century ever pee? There's a little joke, because obviously you never see toilets in Star Trek, do you?
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, oh,
when
oh.
They talk about weight extraction on DS9.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's pretty funny. Like, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, it's never, why were you late? Oh, I'm really sorry, I was having a big...
Here he goes, tell him about the statue. This is temporal prime directive violation stuff here.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't want to be a statue. You told him about the statue?
I'm waiting for someone to come back in the past from the future and tell me about my statue.
Yeah, I've been waiting a long time, my friend.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
It's nice that in Enterprise you do actually see that statue as well.
Yes.
In one episode, Archer has a... It's in... this thing. It's in the episode Twilight, where he has the small version of the statue and he uses it to kill... I think it's in Twilight. It's in an episode we did for Supplemental. And he uses it to kill one of the reptilians. One of the Zindi reptilians, stabs it through his chest.
I've got to do an Enterprise rewatch. I really do.
Oh, it is superb.
You did one not long ago, didn't you, Paul? You went through Enterprise not long ago, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
You went through, was it 13 hours or 13 episodes in a day?
Yeah, 13 episodes in a day, I think. And what a day.
That's a long day.
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah, but that's not just sitting and watching Enterprise.
True.
We watched Trials and Tribulations earlier.
True.
That was fun.
It was.
You played some Call of Duty.
I played some Skyrim.
You played some Skyrim.
I've just downloaded it.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yep. I'm just installing it at the moment.
That's what Paul gets out of today.
Well, if this download doesn't work, I'm going to go out when I finish on this and buy it.
Yep. I think such a good game.
I love that bit when Worf just sort of looks at him and goes, "What are you suggesting?" As if to say, "Oh, for God's
sake." His face falls. Here he is, on the run. Then we go to Geordie Cam, which I think is cool.
Geordie Cam, yeah. Zooming in. I bet he's a nightmare near the changing rooms.
Wait a second, what's Arnold Schwarzenegger doing there?
Yeah, again, we're making Predator jokes. Yes. These suits look really cool.
Yeah.
Yep, we're going to send out Captain Picard, Mr. Worf, and Ensign Ricky.
Yeah, he might as well just have a red helmet on.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a red shirt.
He was wearing a red... Who is the least bit surprised when this guy dies?
Nope.
Really?
I mean, in fact, I'm not being funny, but if they all came back in, like, Picard came in first, and then the other guy came in and was like, "Oh, yeah, Worf's dead." Picard be like, "No, you're dead."
I don't know the last name.
This isn't how it's meant to be.
I'm just crewman number 5. Quick, before one of those things kills guy. Oh, the Worf gets space sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the bit they're walking upside down on the hull as well.
Yeah.
Because they're not
the right way up. There's
There's Europe behind it. There's Italy just behind Picard's head.
Is that just a little bit red to Worf?
The actual scale of the ship.
That's a little... Fez, you're right there. It's a lot like the opening of Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
Thing is, like, whose skin have they just put on Data's arm? Probably half of that arm they cut off of that poor chap.
Yeah, probably. What is that on that Borg's head? Is it just components or is he a weird alien?
I mean...
It looks like he's got a really bad haircut.
Yeah, probably.
He actually hasn't lost the hair because... Oh, well, he's fairly newly converted because he's still got the Starfleet uniform on, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really glad they got her back from the last episode of Voyager. I mean, as crap as the ending of that was, it was good to see her in the role.
Mm.
Yeah.
I really don't like how they ended that show. I'm glad we're not a Voyager podcast because I would just be merciless every week. That said, I really like Voyager. I just think there's a lot of missed opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, I like it as well, but you're right. There are a lot of missed opportunities in that show. But I do really like it. There were some really, really good... I mean, there were some crap episodes, like in every series, but there were some really good ones there as well. But they do miss out on a lot of things. There was things, oh, why didn't you just do that? Or didn't, you know, the writers just missed so many opportunities for character and plot development. They really did lose the ball on that.
They did, just poorly executed.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's like some sort of predator, like almost like a plane. Run, little robot man! Where's the double axe handle?
Single axe handle.
If Data doesn't need to do the double fist.
So he kind of just did a rock bottom. It was quite quiet.
Why is Data bleeding?
Because it's split.
Yeah, but she only put a little bit of skin on him. There's like blood pissing out.
Dramatic effect.
Yes. No, wait. This may prove a point.
This may prove a point.
If Data's just got that little bit of skin and he's cut a little bit of bleeds, maybe he has reserves when he's fully functional.
Let Noonien soon his own personal reserves just in case.
Yes.
A couple of little vials inside.
Refrigerated. The refrigeration unit down there.
That's terrible. That's so funny. He ends up rooting the Queen, doesn't he? Doesn't he get his end away with the Queen?
It's implied, well. Yeah. It is implied, yes. Never said directly, but yes, I believe he does.
Yeah.
That must be her idea of perfection.
Yeah.
Well, if it seems like... Has she already changed that part of him?
Yeah, well...
Oh, poor Yar!
Oh! That's not cool.
He's just saying that, yeah, he's fully functional.
Fully functional.
I mean, I love this movie. I think it's fantastic. But I do think some of these bits with Data and the Borg Queen were dragged out a little bit too far. I think some of it was a little unnecessary. As much as I love this movie, it's fantastic. Some of those bits are just get on with it. Get on with it.
Just give him a...
Do you reckon she blows him?
He is fully functional.
Cool, I am now fully functional.
And does he wrap his hands around those tendrils?
Like a hair, like girls, like be dragged around.
Yeah. I do. Talking about her head, though, I do love those things on her head.
It's a great effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to keep saying it. She's such a contradiction for me because she's such a good character, but was so much damage done to the Mystique of the Borg.
Yeah. But she played it so well, though, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she did it well.
And she does it well.
See, we don't need to do it. We've got these guys trained. One of them will yell swear to me in a minute. It's like the Romulans. We keep saying that we wish we'd have seen more of them. But it's probably a good thing we didn't.
I know, because it would spoil the mystery. Yeah, it would spoil the mystery. Yeah.
And they're still chasing him. Oh. I got you. He just turns around. All right, guys, you go and hide. I don't have time
for this. I like the way they just blast him. Just blast him. It's,
You know, if you ever... Oh, shit, I thought that was on stun.
just vaporized him. Whoops.
Maybe we'll just go back in time another 20 minutes.
Now, why didn't Geordi just turn around and go, "You shot him!"
Yeah.
Mind you, another shot, another thing where Riker goes off of that.
The black man did
something wrong.
Pretty fixated on this Riker's a racist biz.
Because he is. He showed me when he's not being one.
When he roots Lieutenant Rowe, Brenson Rowe, as she was at the time.
That's a hate fuck.
That was an amnesia fuck is what it was.
He makes hate with her.
They make hate.
The hate fuck.
Fair enough. Whatever works.
Why don't they just had a
shoot
look.
The Jesus out of the...
Yeah, the deflector dish.
Yeah.
Just had a look at our just given page. We're at 49% of our target. We're now at £734. So, someone please give us some money so we can get over 50%, please. Thank you.
Give us some money. Remember, there's a night with me on the cards here, people. So we could at least get it 734 to 735. Oh no, my download didn't work.
What were you downloading Skyrim?
Yeah.
I like that. Ooh. Up he goes.
Bye bye, Borgie.
I can see my house.
The Borg that were left floating in space. I mean, if they got picked up by the Borg that time.
I was about to say shenanigans. Well, we know what happened to those Borg.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That
we know what
crashed,
happened to some of them, yeah. And they were in Enterprise, yeah.
That was a really good episode. I really enjoyed
that.
It
was nice the way they tied it all together as well and made it consistent with the timeline.
It's one of the better examples of Enterprise connecting with the other series.
Yeah, and having it done well. Like the way they did explaining the Klingon midges. I thought they did a really good job of that.
Yeah.
And star Brent Spiner, of course, who was fantastic as Arik Soong.
Yes, we do not talk about
it. But they did talk about it. Enterprise covered how it happened.
They don't talk about it on Trials and Tribulations.
No, they don't.
Because they hadn't explained it at that point, had they?
No.
It's like he just lets the gun go.
I'm going to chuck my gun now. Borg's like, what are you doing?
Where's the gun going?
It's like when I throw things to distract the kids.
I do like this scene, though, where they're unlocking the little magnetic things.
Mm.
Yeah.
You shoot the deck. You shoot the deflector dish, you dickhead.
Well, they're going to eject it. Or they're going to get a pristine.
No, they're only getting rid of that little front bit, aren't they? And Worf's like, yes, hand to hand, I brought a knife with me.
Where did he pluck that from? Bits. Did he have that with him on the bridge of the Defiant when they beamed him out? Come on.
Maybe. He could have replicated it, I guess.
Yeah, he could have.
Oh no, I'm cut open.
The car's over there, picking up across that Worf started.
Oh no!
Watch out, little boy. Your time is up. And see,
watch out, Ricky. Klingon. That's Klingon, yeah.
He had bridges. I thought Worf was Klingon. Unless he was one of the originals.
That's what really happened to Kern.
I'm going to take you over the other side and do naughty things to you.
I'm going to break his back like Bane.
Yeah.
Tangent. The Robot Chicken DC special's out.
Oh, cool. See, we're much better behaved than there are other people around.
I know.
Except for earlier when we had a real good wilderness moment. That was silly shit.
All the way through it, it's great. Bane constantly appears behind Batman, picks him up, breaks his knee, goes, that's Bane. Batman's laying on the ground.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that. It's Super Picard! Why does he just fly around the planet and make time go backwards?
Kiss everyone and they'll forget.
Yeah.
I think I've drifted behind again. What's on your guy's screen at the moment?
They've just put the last interlock in place on the defector. Picard's just kneeled down. He's just trying to do the last servo now. He's giving it a tug. It's stuck.
Stuck.
There
we go. There we go.
And we're in.
In.
Get in the wrong hole. Pop,
pop. That's what happens when you come to the
That one's like, no, don't let go.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a Worms flashback for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lemmings.
Bye-bye.
Lemmings, yeah.
He's Ricky. It's Ricky of Nine. He's come to intimidate him.
I am not a merry man.
Yes, I'll punch you in the helmet.
Yeah.
That could be more painful than you think.
Bye, Ricky. I love it. I love Worf's solution to the torn suit. Tie the arm around.
Yeah, tie the Borg arm around, yeah.
That's such a Klingon thing to do.
Yeah.
Here's the rifle that I threw away earlier that landed.
And there's that Borg just sitting there next to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had a change of plans after Picard stopped us.
It's an UFO.
It's nothing about the deflector. She just took his pants off and seen what was there. And was like, we've had a change of plans.
Yep.
That's a very odd sort of statement, wasn't it? Assimilate it.
You just say, Picard, oh, I'm knackered. I can do with some tea or grey hot.
Yeah, and I really need a wee.
And me fake heart.
Yeah, it's palpitating and everything.
Yeah. Speaking of, in Rascals, when they got shrunk to children, how did that transporter accident know to shrink his artificial heart? Shenanigans?
You're such fucking nerd.
Shut the... Oh. You've been sitting here with me for just as many hours.
I'm not talking about shrinking an artificial heart.
You brought up his artificial heart, you knob end.
Not today.
Yes, you did. You said it like 10 seconds ago.
And then Cochran takes the ship up with a hangover.
Hey?
Cochran's taking the ship up with a hangover.
He's probably
still pissed, actually.
He would be, because he usually is. Even Lake Armstrong.
That look of fuck me.
It's like I think fans.
I think that cockpit is surprisingly roomy though, looking at it.
Yeah.
And the Phoenix.
Well, it was a nuclear vessel.
Nuclear. Well, it took us 6 months to scrounge up the materials to build the cockpit. That's why, because that damn thing's huge.
Yeah. Do you think their uniforms here, they're very reminiscent of Enterprise?
Yeah,
those
they are.
Blue jumpsuits.
They really are.
No, a nice
the,
touch.
The patches on.
Yeah. A nice little callback they did there.
Yeah.
Tell you what, guys, this chat room's quieting down a lot in the last couple of hours.
Because everyone's being entertained by us.
Yeah, true.
Pat on the back.
Pat on the back. We think we're awesome. Welcome to In the Wilderness with J.D. Fesmarkham.
Well, I'm a comedic genius.
You are a pretty genius. Sorry, we're watching a movie.
I think a couple of people have said, if I'm not talking too much on the forum, it's because I got first contact full screen.
Yeah. Well, I've just got to drop off for a couple of minutes, guys. I'll be back in a sec.
Okay, we'll be here.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Right, Teddy Fez, we're on our own now. We cannot muck this up.
No.
Thank God he's gone.
I reckon. It's our time to shine.
I wonder what happens if I press this button.
They're really not smart leaving the three of us running the show.
What, one confirmed drunk. and two
pregnant players.
Oh, here we go. This is where Picard gets the right thumb.
If you were any other man, I would kill you, Waitstaff.
You are a coward.
You destroyed my ship. I'm going to destroy your ship.
No. This is probably one of Patrick Stewart's best performances, like, as Picard ever.
Yeah.
You've got the ticket to meet him, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Oh, yes.
I wonder if you'll be as moved as I was.
I hope so. I wanted to meet him for years.
Well, do you remember reading my email that I sent in ages ago about when I went to the convention and met him and I actually got quite choked up?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Cool, that was ages ago.
Yeah, that was before I'd even started doing the show.
Yeah.
I was still doing the back catalogue at that point.
Yes, yes, I've met Patrick Stewart.
I have met Patrick Stewart. And Max Gridenschik.
I know.
And Armin Shimmerman.
I know.
Seriously, if you ever get a chance to meet Max Gridenschik, the guy that played Rom Paul, totally do it.
I really like Rom. I think he's brilliant.
And as you've heard my story, everybody's heard my story of him. I can't say enough good things about that man.
I do. He's the one who just came and spoke to all of you, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was taking like 3 or 4 minutes to talk to every person that got to his table.
That's brilliant. I really do hope he's going to Star Trek London. I mean, Lita's going to be there.
Well, that's all you need.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with the Lita interview? Did her people just not come back?
Her timetable wouldn't allow for it. But what she has said is she's going to give us a face-to-face interview at Star Trek London.
Oh, wow!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, because here's a bit of a scoop. We had Renee Auberjonois lined up to do an interview for today.
Oh, really? You saying? What happened there?
Just breakdown in communications between us and these people. They just never got back to us and we didn't chase hard enough.
Oh, that's a shame. Maybe we can see him at Star Trek London as well. He's not confirmed he's going yet, is he?
I haven't been paying that close attention because we're not going.
Oh, yeah, of course you're not. I mean, sorry.
We don't want to be any more jealous. No,
did you do what?
Yes, he did. No, as I was saying before, I don't know if you were on when I was saying it, because I've had a lot of conversations today about Trek. I'm, if possible, going to try and make the pilgrimage to next year's London, Stargate London.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you guys do come over, I mean, it's a long way to come, so you're more than welcome to stay at mine for a little bit if you want and stuff, to save on sort of fees and
stuff. Oh, fantastic.
Well, it makes sense. Appreciate. I've got a couple of spare rooms, so, yeah.
I just want to come over and shake everyone's hand.
Yeah, well, that way you can come over. Wayne lives near me. Mark's only up the road. What we could do is arrange to go for a night out somewhere.
Yeah. And then, I mean, obviously, if I'm coming over to go to next year's Star Trek London, we'll all be going.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've got the reason you're coming over once I got started on that.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, this is where he gets really angry and smashes all of his little toys.
You broke your little ships. I have never gotten angry and broken.
He should have hit her.
Yeah, he should have just shot
her. If he was that angry, you wouldn't just spin it around and break the glass. You'd blast the shit out of everything. Be like, no! Bang, 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 bang. And then Walt would restrain you and she'd hit you.
Take a good hard look at yourself, sir.
Then it'd be a very different movie.
That, Walt would go, and you did it well! Sound like he was yelling Klingon then.
Oh, he's an angry man.
He's the angry, angry man. He's got to go and stop Magneto. Hang on. That's not right. He's a wheelchair.
Oh, no, he's... break. Which, can we tell which one it is that he's broken?
Delta Plus.
Oh, is he Enterprise D?
Well, no, it's just a source of separation then.
Yeah, pretty much. That's fine. But I think that's a little moment where the one that got broken was the one that he commanded for 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, no, he smacked the top of the Enterprise C. Well, he did a good job of it.
Oh, this is a great bit when he starts quoting Moby Dick.
Yeah.
I do love the fact that he's very, you know, he's got all the, you know, the Shakespeare quotes and the Lincoln quotes and things. I really like that. Shows a lot of depth of character, I think.
Absolutely brilliant.
How cool would it be to be in charge of a ship that big?
I reckon. It's a lot of pressure.
And they can just point your face. Lock onto that ship and see what they'll offer us.
Yeah. It's like did you ever see the 30th anniversary special that they did at the cast of Frasier doing a little skit with Kate Mulgrew?
Yes.
Well, open fire. What if it's a friendly ship? That's all right. They won't fire back.
Yeah. I love Frasier. I think that's a brilliant program. So it was a nice crossover for me.
Very good. Yeah. Orders, Captain.
Fuck them up.
You're going to blow up the ship.
Those two are getting engaged. As he walked out, there was one that's sitting down and the woman was on her knees in front of him. Well, either they were getting engaged or...
Oh, yep.
It's one of those moments where you know you're going to die, so why not? Why?
Yeah. Walk it out. Yeah.
And she's there going for it. She goes, you're better than Data.
Yeah.
Something's missing.
Here we go. They're going to take off. Oh, no. Right. He's about to blow up the ship. They're about to launch the Phoenix.
Yep.
Whenever a ship blows up in Star Trek Online and I'm near it, my ship gets blown up as well. You can imagine what bad luck it would be as the Phoenix is going past, the warp core blows and it sort of... it'd be like, no! Oh, damn. I knew I should have finished it, not 10.
All right, sorry about that, guys. Just to attend to something.
Why didn't the king go down with the ship?
Right, guys, behave. Hi, Mark.
Yep,
hiya.
Behave.
Oh, Mark's back. That was actually killer, wasn't it? when the three of us can't speak, we have to behave.
We were good, I think.
We were good enough. We're as good as we get.
He checked the forum, and Mares said we behave. Thanks, Mares. Yes.
Thank you, Mares.
We'll pay you later. This is where Worf and Picard should hug. No handshakes. Hug.
It should be a manly hug.
They should do the hug. You know when you do, when you hug, and then the double back pat? It's not gay if it's a double back pat.
Or in the cricket. When someone just caught a ball, curl catch.
Yeah.
They walk up behind him and just tap him on the arse.
Yeah. He was going to go down with his ship. He's got to go back for his man.
Mm. Not only going to go down with his
hat.
Yeah. I love that bridge.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden Data going, he'd forgotten about Data.
So, oh shit, Data, you forgot something.
You see the escape pods going along, I'm sure I've forgotten something. Now I turned the lights off before I left, locked the door.
Oh, I've got to go get the rest of the flute.
Oh damn, I left the iron on, yeah.
Yeah, or Data as I like to call him.
Here we go. Forgotten something. Something's wrong.
This is where they really panic, like, we've got to abort.
Oh, no, it's all right.
And it's just a bloody music tape. Deanna's doing very well because she should have a banging hangover.
I think he's a magic carpet ride. I love it. Yeah, Deanna's doing the countdown. I've only got one job on this ship, but I'm going to do it.
Well, last time she had a job on a ship.
She's standing that bloody close.
And she comes riding. You don't go far. We can see. Why don't you come with me, little girl? We're singing different bits. I love this. Tap, tap, whack. It's fine.
Ignore it. It just makes you wonder if he's actually just guessing. Oh, look at that.
On the road.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's the shot that's in the opening of... Oh, sorry. Take me home.
Oh, Enterprise.
Yeah.
Okay. So, where's he? He's like. People have been going up in space for a long time, and he's like, oh, wow.
He hasn't. Mm. If you were in space, you'd probably go, oh, wow.
Anybody else on the forum lost audio?
No.
Somebody on there's just put they've lost audio, so I just want to make sure everybody else can hear.
Oh, okay, well we can still hear each other, and that's all that really counts.
I've just put my earphones in from a laptop, and it's fine.
That's right. Lewis, I think.
Lewis, Mares, unmute your computer.
There he goes. Well, look, we got Mares on Michael Clark. We're pretty.
No, she sends viruses.
Not to boss.
Was that who we got the virus from?
No, that was off bloody Linda Park from Enterprise, you knob.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a Twitter thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got that direct message from her.
No, which one's R2-D2 and C-3PO?
No, the thing is, when I saw she'd messaged me, I went, oh wow, oh, it's one of those.
Yeah. You know, I don't think it would be terribly hard to get an interview out of her.
No. No, I think it might be quite possible.
But why would you want to? Oh, that's not fair. Oh, I love her.
Wait a second, this is the first time in all of this they've gone to engineering?
No? Why?
They haven't gone down here yet?
They tried.
After Data went in?
They tried to get down there, but the place is crawling with Borgs.
They have to retreat. And see, look at that. They've got loads of Borgs sleeping. Surely they could be doing...
Look at that first clean evil twin goatee he had happening. Not that guy. He just looks angry.
Where's the Ferengi? Ferengi Borg.
That was in something. No,
Ferengi are cowards, so they wouldn't have hung around long enough.
No, I'm sure I've seen a Ferengi Borg in something.
I've seen it in a book.
Yeah.
Or read it in a book. There was a Ferengi Borg, and yeah, you can imagine how ridiculous they'd look.
They don't assimilate you, they just pick your pocket.
They just run up and steal your technology and run away.
Yeah. Going, na-na-na-na.
Profit is futile.
Oh. Oh, I remember you.
I've replaced you with Jake.
I remember you. I was on that cube that got blown up.
You bastard.
That's a bit I've never really understood.
What's that?
Unless there are multiple queens. Well, we know that there are multiple queens because we've seen a different one in Dark Frontier.
So in the Mirror Mirror universe, what a Borg.
I don't know.
Let's just go around.
Yeah.
Be friendly to everyone.
That's an interesting concept.
They're the nicest people in the universe.
Yeah. Red handed out flowers and puppy.
Give me a cup of tea.
Why is Data in an alcove, though? He doesn't get a job.
Oh, well, they needed to stick him somewhere.
He's been working pretty hard doing that.
Yeah. Oh my god, Picard and Data are Eskimo brothers!
They are!
That's awesome!
Picard and Data are Eskimo brothers! So is Worf and Riker.
Yeah!
Yeah! So is Bashirini's grandfather.
Great grandfather, that was
grandfather.
Good. Yeah, the implication was there that he rooted her, but. We had so much fun watching that episode this morning. Yes. Multiple queens are in Brighton. I don't quite know what that means, but it's funny.
I think Brighton's like our King's Cross.
Queen, yeah.
That's funny. Well done, Lord Hot Dog.
What a great name. The D-O-double-G.
Right? It's the hot to the D to the O. Oh, you didn't know? Sorry, wait, this is a really cool scene between them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a wrestling thing. Mark's favorite thing in the world.
Oh, my Lord.
Message for Ferengi Borg.
Good heavens.
Oh, let's
that is one that. Ugly Borg.
Oh, wow. That's the meanest looking Ferengi I've ever seen.
He's ripped. Accessories none.
No latinum.
Accessories. Yeah.
He actually has an ATM inside him.
Data you. Bitch.
Oh, well, that's not the same sequence he used when he codes in.
Why don't they just turn Data off? He knows where the off switch is.
Yeah.
Behind his neck, isn't it?
Walk up his. Turn him off. Problem solved.
Riker did it pretty easy.
Yeah. And so did whoever else has done it. Beverly's turned him off before. If you had an off switch, would you tell people?
I have an on switch. Get it?
I got it. I just didn't want it.
I'm talking about my penis.
Fez!
The thing I don't understand is they've never been able to get this ship out into space before. How do they know that they're not going to press the engage button and the nacelle's just going to fall off?
Yeah. They know.
Well, they know. They've seen it happen in the future. Why would they bother making matching uniforms and mission?
Engage.
Yeah. But look, if they're in the future, if they're in this recession-y sort of post-apocalyptic world, why would they bother knitting these bloody embroidering these patches?
They look nice.
They do look nice. I like his cravat. That's nice, too.
There's the Enterprise. Yeah.
Not really.
That's my ship.
That's a big knife.
That's not a knife. This is a buzzsaw.
This is a knife. Gotta love Crocodile Dundee. Now, he's Australian.
Yeah, he is Australian, yes. See, so you've played Knifey Spoony before.
Yeah.
He's in financial shit.
He is in very deep financial shit. He's swimming in it.
Yeah, light speed, critical.
Yeah. Warp one.
Data, what have you done?
Nothing.
They are pretty torpedoes, though.
I do like the quantum torpedoes.
End.
Yeah, fair enough. Well said, Lewis.
What was that?
He wanted to sell it and make money. The military complex would want uniforms. That's as good a reason as any.
Oh, missed!
Resistance.
I was going to say, wait a second.
Why isn't there a force field around that?
There may have been. He could have deactivated it.
Fair point, yes. Oh, watch out. Here come the snakes.
Oh, no, the snakes! No. Why does it have to be snakes?
When the gas is hitting him, he just hears silently in the distance, "Ze goggles! Ze do nothing!"
My eyes! He's pretty
You'd think all the drones would be, like, just chucking her above their heads to try and save her. I love the fact that Zephyrin's screaming.
Screaming, yeah, warp.
And Picard's trousers should put down here.
She's got assimilation tubules. Just stick them into his leg, you silly bitch.
Yeah. Or why aren't his trousers falling down? Not that I want them to, but come on.
Yeah, they've got super strong space belts.
She's got her fingers are too slippery, that's why.
That too. Because she's been playing with data.
Yeah.
He was fully functional over her heads.
Now he's Tarzan.
He's a little John McClane here in the tank top.
He's a bit John McClane. Oh, the Borg are dead.
Oh, my Borg are dead.
All the Borg are dead. And the sky is and the sky is. We think we're hilarious.
I looked at the ship. And I saw the stars,
What's that?
You do Mamas and the Papas,
yep.
And I do a renegade punk song.
Yeah.
And I'm the older of the two of us.
Yep.
You'd think there'd be, like, some, a little bit more, like, horrible stuff on the floor down there, wouldn't you?
It was very clean.
It's a very efficient computer-generated dump.
And wouldn't there be actually security protocols for a gas escape?
I would have thought that would automatically happen.
A nuclear power plant like has at least gas escape. There's nothing.
Not the plasma coolant.
No, warp core doesn't eject or anything.
No.
There's no force field that goes in place to stop, contain the leak.
No.
The force fields contain a small fire, but not a plasma leak.
And this is where this bit's... Why is Data just sitting there? I mean, he's just lazy now.
He's kind of tired. Come on, Paul. He's been working hard.
There's a Terminator scene.
Yeah.
He's going to terminate her.
Give us the kiss, love.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah. Bit of tongue.
Where are the mechanical tendrils that were sticking at the back of her head?
They've been destroyed.
When?
Did you notice? The big gassy bit?
Yeah.
In which he melted?
Yeah, they exploded off the back of her head, did they?
Yeah.
Oh. I wonder where that is at the moment.
Hey?
I wonder where that metal head that was her is at the moment.
The prop?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be in eBay. In a case somewhere. Yeah, possibly on eBay.
I bet she can find one on eBay.
Yeah.
And why does this computer section have eyelids?
Because he has eyelids.
But they're not a part of his eye.
Oh, they might be. That's a problem. Who's hosting right now? I am.
It's the Wilderness hosting.
The Wilderness and...
And Friends.
The Wilderness and Friends.
Happy Tree Friends?
No. Have we dropped off or has everyone else dropped off?
No.
I could just stay quiet now and confuse you, couldn't I?
No, because there was a question in the chat room. Who's hosting right now? So that would be JD and Wilderness.
Yeah, and Mark, I'm here. We got Paul as well.
Hello, Lord Hot Dog.
Hi.
Here we go, and he's going to run on board and shoot everybody.
Yeah. Fucking aliens, shoot them!
Went to the War Riker School of Diplomacy.
But can you imagine what the Vulcans would have thought if when they stepped out, they went, you're not Borg, are you?
I do love this scene, though. It's fantastic with the ship descending.
Yeah.
And the music as well is just amazing.
Yeah, where's Rick with his kitty cat music now?
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. That was... He's more sporadic than we are.
I know. Dude, take a breath.
I love it. He's so cool.
I really love the way as well in the Enterprise episode when in the Mirror Universe episode. In a Mirror Darkly, sure. where they used this, it was so flawlessly done. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah. JD and Fez want to eat kitties.
What was that?
I'm sorry. Maress said, "What's this about kitties?"
Oh.
Meow, 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 meow.
No, when Rick Moyer was on earlier, you can board kitties. I like that. Now, when Rick Moyer was on before, he was playing with all these different musical instruments, and he's got this one, it's a kitty cat keyboard. So when you press it, the notes are in cat sounds. And
Asthmatic cat.
He did the music from...
2001.
No.
Close
Encounters of the Third Kind. Yeah. So it was...
Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
And who said we were drinking? We're not.
Who thought we were drinking?
The D-O-double-G.
No, not at all.
And I'm not. It's only 9:45 in the morning here.
Yes.
I'm so cold sober.
I'm drinking raspberry iced tea.
Yeah, I'm drinking sugar-free creaming soda.
And here we go. The live long and prosper. And the ears. Look at the ears.
And the ears. And the haircut that doesn't change in 300 years.
No. Well, they've only got one potty.
To do the bowl cuts with.
Now, he doesn't live long and prosper. I wonder if anyone there is Jewish and goes, hey, that's one of our holy symbols.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm not being... If on Enterprise, T'Pol thought humans smelt, I'm not being funny. When was the last time this lot had a bath? This must be like Colton's walking into a hobo camp.
Yeah. Well, they are hobos. Well, this hobo's killer vessel.
Oh, here comes Seven Crusher. Who has done nothing the entire film, except for running out of sickbay. Not that she ever does much.
She's pining for her son.
Not to that guy. They should have killed him off first season.
You leave Wesley alone.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, Wesley or fan. Will Wheaton.
Wesley Crusher. Will Wheaton's all right. No problem with that guy. Now that he's embraced the hate.
He has. Quite.
No, if they had killed Wesley Crusher in the first season, Beverly Crusher could have had some characters and much needed character development and story.
She'd be boring.
Picard felt bad about violating her.
Hey.
I said Picard wouldn't have felt bad about violating her.
Did he feel bad about it, did he?
Killed your husband.
Yeah. Killed your husband. Your son died on my watch. Let's go.
I think you need to grieve.
And by grieve, I mean...
Engage. You need to make it so.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Report. Engineering is buggered. We've lost half the crew.
Yeah. We lost the deflector dish, but somehow we used the deflector dish to reactivate the temporal vortex.
And I'm back to... oh my god.
And Data's there with really dodgy looking makeup.
But of course, to the future ones, anybody left after the Vorq was exploded, they would have seen the Enterprise disappear and then reappear straight away, and it's going to be a mess. And they're going to be like, oh, for goodness sake, we've just given you that. I tell you what, you're not having another one. You can pick that yourself.
Yeah, look what you did to the last one, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when they're sitting on the thing and Picard's about to press engage just then, I keep waiting for him to say, Rhodes, where are we going? We don't need Rhodes. Hello, the Vulcan. Like, what the hell?
The Vulcans are now thinking as he starts playing that music. This was a mistake.
Back out.
No, actually, this is Shop. It. And here comes the epic music. This music has got to go down in history.
Yeah.
Oh, it is awesome.
So good. Has that collector's or new edition of the soundtrack of this been released yet? You guys were talking about ages ago.
I don't think so. I'd have to have a look, actually. I was thinking about that earlier on when I mentioned the soundtrack. I'll have to see if it has been released.
You've done the music section, did you, Mark?
Sorry?
Did you do a music section earlier this morning?
No, that's at 4 this afternoon with Matt. So if I remember to ask him about it, I'll ask if he knows when it's out.
Cool. Well, I enjoyed that.
CJ Bew. CJ Bow. Bow.
I love that. I love that movie. So I couldn't count the number of times I've seen it.
Nah. What? Are we going to rate it or just enjoy it?
I think I'm actually going to be quite liberal with my scoring if we're going to rate it.
Are you going to give it a 7?
Oh, I was about to say, everybody always bitches at what I rate things.
Would that be a 7 out of 9?
No.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Unfortunately, I did.
You did not do it well.
I did not do that well.
So what... Does it need? Okay. I'm going to give that the I'm going to give that the double digit.
Double.
I'm going to give that the 10.
I'll give it an 8.5. I'm not harsh in my score.
You are harsh with your scoring, gentlemen.
It's a definite 10 out of 10 from me, without a doubt. Absolutely love that movie.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Ooh, wow, that is a generous score from you, Paul.
Very generous of you.
I don't like Todd Masters, that's why I gave it an 8.
Todd Masters, is he the effects supervisor?
He's just the first name that popped up on the screen.
I don't like his name. I would have given it a 10 if there wasn't that shocking bit of editing where Data jumped from the thing.
No, 9.4 pips from us.
Charles Raydi.
Oh,
Wolf
very good.
Great name.
And now Fez is just reading the credits.
Cool name.
He's having fun with it.
Aaron.
Alexander Courage.
It's one of those few movies where I would actually sit through and watch the titles, the end credits, sorry, just for the music.
Just the score's so good.
I like that. That is awesome music. It really is.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favourite soundtracks. Yeah, I must have a look, actually, and see if the extended edition of the soundtrack is out yet.
Michael Clark gave it 11.
Yeah, as did Tom Badley. 11 out of 10. 10 out of 10 from Maress.
The only thing, as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that goes to 11 is The Way of the Warrior.
Because it goes to 11.
11. 11. 11. The rest of these go at 10. This one goes to 11.
15.
Oh, come on. They're just being silly.
Oh, so that's where the line's drawn, is it?
Yes. I didn't think we'd ever find it, but we did.
Yeah, I'm usually quite good at finding where the line
is. A bit of professionalism.
Oh, I'm happy now.
You're happy now?
Brad Gerald is the key grip.
Brad Gerald.
Turn it off now.
Brad Gerald was the key grip on that. Yeah. You happy?
Yeah, we can turn it off now.
All right. Such a good call.
Fantastic. We've been going for nearly 14 hours.
Wow.
Oh, wait a second. Have we hit 50%?
Yeah, where are we at with the tally?
Let's just have a quick look. We are...
Had a look just now. We hadn't moved.
We are at 49%. So can someone give us some money?
Please.
Give us your money.
Tell you what. If you put it through, I'll give you the plate.
Yeah, Fez won the Will Riker collector's plate.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, next person that donates can have that. Fez is going to re-gift his prize.
Because it's going to cost a fortune to ship it out here.
I wonder how many times we're going to sell this plate this afternoon.
Just keep passing on the plate. It's going to be like the movie prize. The very last contributor ends up with it. Like, oh, what do I do with it now? They post it to you anyway.
Probably end up being the highest money-making item we've got.
Yeah, probably.
iPad, my iPad. I want the Willy Wonka plate.
I want to play the Fezbo.
Okay, so you've got about 5 minutes. The next person who donates will receive the plate. So we'll give it 5 minutes. We'll give it till 10 o'clock. And Fez can re-gift his prize.
Oh, God, you guys are happy you're not here.
Oh, just done. Who's farted?
I did.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back in a minute.
Someone's done something they shouldn't have.
Come on then, everyone. Everyone, come on. Dig deep.
6 minutes.
We got six minutes.
To get the plate. And then after the plate, if we can get it to £800, we might start looking at putting the tablet computer on for a...
I was just going to say, Paul, I think what we'll do after this, we'll have a short musical interlude. And our next guest is Colin. He's not up till 11. So we've got some more improvised Star Trek. So we've got a nice episode commentary there on 11001001. So I think we can whack that on.
Okay. Right, I've just done a refresh. We're still on 7:34. If anybody is kind enough to bid shortly, can we round it up a little bit so we can get rid of that four? So make the four a five. So it's sort of even. I haven't got OCD.
Okay, I'm back. JD's actually gone to the toilet. Oh, you guys have no idea. I'd prefer to be on like a ship full of Klingons I haven't washed for a month and have to smell that again. Oh, my Lord. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, there's commentaries. Who does the commentaries?
On
the DVD.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm a massive commentary nut.
Oh, okay. It looks like Mike's just sent me the link to the first contact. Is this the updated one? This is the limited edition, £23 on Amazon UK. Okay.
Oh, that's where we've got the special edition. Movie 8.
Yeah, this is the special edition soundtrack.
Yeah. It's a really thin case.
I don't like that. They started doing that a while back, a couple of years ago with the DVDs. You know, you've got normal size DVDs, so every single DVD you've got in your collection is the same size. And then they bring out these slimline packs. I mean, there's bugged up CD collections. Certain DVD storage systems are made for certain size DVDs. Like 99.9% of them are made for normal DVDs. You get these stupid slimline ones and they just fall out everywhere.
I've actually got like screwed into my wall DVD racks. I'm just looking at that gun. That's shit. It would never work in my DVD.
Oh, someone donated £20.
Well done.
Let me just have a look, see if I can work out.
Oh, my goodness, it's been 21, for the love of God. Oh, my pips are nice.
Let's have a look, see if I can work out who that was. Donation by Rene Roberts. Yes, Rene. Thank you very much, Mariz. You get the plate.
Rene, congratulations.
Congratulations. You are the proud owner of the... It's the Riker plate, isn't it?
Yes.
There you go, Mariz. I think we've already got your address. So, we'll make sure that plate wings its way over to you very soon.
So that's taken a detour from Australia to Germany, then?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah, postage should be slightly cheaper. Your postage should be a little... And that means we're at exactly 50% on our target. Well, 50% according to the meter. 754 was a tiny bit over 50%, but yeah, excellent. We're halfway
I'm
there.
I'm too scared to refresh on this, so to find out if we get out, because JD has a Mac, and I don't use Macs, except for phones. So I don't know what to do to refresh this.
Just give it a shake.
No, it's a laptop. And I don't know if it's a solid state drive. I'm scared to.
But just give it a shake, and if it breaks, you can just say to him, well, that's for dropping that horrible thing you did.
When he comes back, I'll just tell him to refresh. Can I just hit refresh to refresh his page? Okay, if I lose you guys, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah well, where this is now, we've now been going for 14 hours, which is pretty incredible, really. Can't believe we've actually managed to podcast for 14 hours.
I know
it's now. We haven't gotten the 50%. It's still saying 49 for us.
Oh no, okay. It says 50% now.
It does say 50% now. Yeah, 754.
We are halfway there.
Excellent.
Oh no, I'm looking at the little golden heart saying 49. It's how many listeners, not the actual. Thing.
That's how many people
press
that they like this, yeah.
Yeah, I'm special, don't worry.
All right, we'd establish that.
It's taken 8 episodes of our podcast to work that out, but...
Okay then, guys, well, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes.
It's been an absolute pleasure. What we're going to do now, we're going to have our little intro for we are now into hour 15, and then I think we will play the improvised Star Trek commentary on the episode 1100001.
Excellent. So I just hit mute now, guys?
Yes, please.
Excellent. Okay, guys, catch you later.
Cheers, Fez.
Bye.
Bye.